This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader.
Localize It.
Sports Radio 610.
John Hanna on their way. They'll be here in 20 minutes. I want to touch on one of the big stories in the NFL yesterday. The Zach Wilson trade. Zach Wilson was traded to the Broncos. They swapped 7th and 6th round picks. They also are picking up half the salary and the number 2 pick in the 2021 draft. I think it's safe to say he's beyond bust territory. It's kind of a disaster. When you have a quarterback you feel as good about as C.J. Stroud, who was the number 2 pick 2 years later, it's very, very easy to kind of point and laugh. But I find myself wondering,
yeah,
how close could the Houston Texans have been to perhaps landing Zach Wilson? And the answer for me is I think it might be closer than we may think. And let's go back in time. January 28th, 2021, Deshaun Watson demands a trade. Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston. You immediately see him kind of plotting to make himself look legendary. I remember Jim Trotter went on Rich Eisen show and said, oh, they're documenting this whole thing. This is going to be revolutionary. Jalen Ramsey, another David Mulligetta client, was saying, oh, this is completely going to change the game. And the Texans were kind of at the mercy of Deshaun Watson. That was one of the first things that Nick Caserio had to speak on. You had a disgruntled quarterback that was trying to force his way out of town. He also had a lot of leverage. And all along the way, you had chatter that Deshaun Watson perhaps wanted to be in Miami, perhaps wanted to be in New York. There were seeds planted that he wanted to be in New York. In fact, here's Craig Carton talking about his interaction with Watson's team and fuel being added to the fire of Deshaun Watson perhaps ending up in New York as quarterback of the Jets.
I know that Deshaun Watson was in New York. My main man, Deshaun Watson's in town. I reached out or connected my tweet to the marketing agent, and I said, go get Deshaun Watson. He's in New York right now. The agent liked the tweet.
So that means Deshaun Watson's coming to the Jets. That confirms it.
That means I'm about to unearth. And
get me Deshaun.
We will do our part to try to get Deshaun Watson here.
So there you go. And there is all the buzz. And I think this is relevant because, A, it's coming directly from Watson's camp. B, the man that he's referring to, who's also C.J. Stroud's marketing guy, Brian Burney, has New York ties. Deshaun wanted the spotlight, all that type of stuff. And, oh, by the way, the New York Jets had the number 2 overall pick, and Deshaun Watson had a no-trade clause. So the Jets perhaps had the most assets, and they had extra draft equity as well. And Deshaun wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Then Tony Busby came in. March 16th, 2021, Tony Busby tweets about the first Deshaun Watson accuser. We know that was the first of many. It seemed like there were more Tony Busby accuser drops than No Limit album drops back in the 90s, early 2000s. So you had that happen. It made Deshaun Watson untradeable. Texans weren't going to trade Deshaun Watson. They were going to stand firm. Nick Caserio decided to stand firm. And then on April 29th of 2021, the New York Jets selected Zach Wilson with the number 2 pick in the 2021 NFL draft. You have to wonder, based on the fact that Watson had the leverage, based on the fact that there was interest in New York, based on the fact that New York had the most draft equity, had the Texans been selecting number two overall behind the Jacksonville Jaguars, perhaps they draft Zach Wilson. It wasn't a criticized pick as much as we may have thought. And we got to think they would have perhaps taken a quarterback. So you got to wonder, with all the stuff that happened, with how helpless things appeared, where you had to hold on to Deshaun Watson, I saw Zach Wilson trade yesterday. I just kind of wondered, damn, could that have been the Texans?
Yeah, no, I did too. And the most interesting part of all this to me, well, two things. The one we've talked about, like just the good fortune. Just the luck, sheer luck of how things broke. But the other thing about this is that had it happened at any point earlier, you know, or later, to be honest, all the Deshaun stuff, that may well have happened. That may well have been something because Deshaun wanted out anyway. Deshaun at the end of that season wanted out. So it could well have been the case, and maybe in a weird way, the allegations kind of made it better in the long run for the Texans.
Yeah, it did.
You know?
And sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Then March 18th, 2022, Texans trade Deshaun Watson to the Browns. They got those two number one picks, first-round picks. They make some moves. And then the next year, C.J. Stroud, number two overall. I feel good about him. There it goes. Sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes Drew Bledsoe gets hurt, and you end up having Tom Brady. Sometimes other teams select whatever it was, six quarterbacks ahead of Brady. Sometimes the vibes are good. Sometimes it seems like things just can't go your way. If you look at the last few years, even when things appear to be at their worst, Texans – perhaps some blessings in disguise. And here's the other crazy thing about it. This is what makes this even more nuts. We're saying this right now. The Jets might actually think that they got blessed because they didn't trade for Deshaun Watson despite what Zach Wilson was.
Oh, like when I was listening to those guys, like, oh, let's go, Deshaun Watson. I'm like, do they feel that way now?
Up there.
Yeah, do they feel that way now? Does anyone feel that way now? About Deshaun Watson. So the Jets might be going, whew, dodged a bullet as well.
My goodness. New uniforms are out. John Lopez, reset your thoughts on the unis before Cal and Hannah McNair come through.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, I like the uniforms by and large. I feel like you were left a little bit short. They didn't quite, finish the job is the right term. Overall, you just fell a little short. It kind of left you wanting a little more. And let me be more specific with that. A little more with the H-Town blue, which was kind of one of the things that they promised and they wanted. That's one. Maybe even a little more with the home jersey change becoming an alternate and the alternates becoming the regular home. I think that would be fire. We're going to ask him about that. And maybe even the white helmet thing. Now, I understand they could maybe use the white helmet, but white helmet was not a predominant part of the new uniforms.
Yeah.
It was good. There's nothing about these uniforms I don't like. If I had to rank them, it'd be alternate blues one, Rhodes two, and then tie between the reds and the homes.
Oh, you're tying the homes?
Yeah.
Ooh wee.
Tie between the reds and the homes.
See, the homes are last place. Like last place for me. Mm-hmm. And then I would say whites and then the two alternates. Although I do want to see what the alternates look like. Tank Dell's given a lot of hope. At the end of the day, I think they have a lot of players who can gear up too.
Like accessorize.
I mean, could you imagine if you took these uniforms and you put it on the 2021 Texans? You imagine that? Davis Mills out there in the what if Davis Mills and Rex Burkhead were modeling these uniforms?
Oh my gosh, I got an email from someone from Saudi Arabia listening to the show saying, had to listen, love the uniforms. How about that?
Okay, Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia.
Okay. You sure that's not spam?
No, it's someone I know.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a split. I don't think too many people are... too many people are upset. I'm not sensing there's as much upset people with the lack of Columbia Blue as I
What's the ratio you see right now so far?
Based on the YouTube, and by the way, Cal McNair, Hannah McNair, you can watch them on YouTube. Go to Sports Radio 610 or just go to YouTube hop on. You'll be able to see Cal and Hannah in studio. I think it's like 85% approval. Right
it's very
now.
Much.
I don't see a lot of disappointment.
A lot of approval. And I think what the thing with the H-Town Blue is you got just enough on that alternate uniform. I also think a lot of people think that they're going to use that alternate blue more than they actually are. See, that's where I am. That's why I said maybe fell a little bit short, because you can only use those twice. I believe it's twice. Might be three times that you can use alternates. I don't know if you can use the same one all three times. But you can only use those twice. So,
well, they got two alternate, so.
Yeah. So maybe three altogether. We'll ask and we'll figure it out. But I like that uniform a lot. I liked it the first night we were there when we got the preview, and I like it more now. I think that's the one. The homes, I'm with you, just sort of like,
yeah.
They look like the old ones.
Yeah. Well, and it's different color. Yeah. It looks blackish.
Yeah, it's a little darker.
Yeah.
Now, they're saying it's kind of a tribute to the original deep steel blue.
You know what I call
midnight
those?
Blue.
Deep steel blue is what they call it. I don't remember it being
I'm not
going to
call those the home. I'm going to call those the Spider-Mans.
You're pointing at
yeah,
each other.
They're pointing at each other. Those are the Spider-Mans. That's what the home uniforms are. Spider-Mans.
Hey.
Except the old one might actually have his thumb down. Spider-Man edition.
Like, hey.
Man, I just, like, if I'm going to the team shop, I can't fathom.
Buying that?
No, I can't. Like, no. With all the other options, with the white, with the red, with the alternate, I can't fathom buying that home jersey.
I'm telling you right now, the alternate homes are going to be number one. I mean, they are for me.
The hat.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Hit the YouTube on Sports Radio 610. Cal and Hannah coming through. Texans have dropped uniforms, and they are out. So, good vibes all around. Oh, by the way, two sleeps.
Yeah.
Two sleeps till the draft.
Yeah, we ain't played that sound there in a long
time,
man. That's
the favorite thing in the world.
The Texans select no one on Thursday. So there you go. Nick Caserio is in the war room.
With the no pick of the first round, the Texans select no one.
The Texans traded up.
Oh, wait, hold on now.
Like, wait a minute.
Coming up, Cal and Hannah McNair in studio. Uniform day continues. Draft week continues. Good vibes continue. YouTube. If you want to check it out. See y'all then. Talk to you then next.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.